Think a minute. Former Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, became so famous for his speeches that he's been called the greatest speaker of the century. He was also famous for his quick wit. Yet amazingly, he was not a natural gifted speaker. In fact, earlier in Churchill's life, he had such a bad speech problem that people made fun of the way he talked. Do you know how Churchill changed to become the greatest speaker of the 20th century? He studied and wrote his speeches word for word on paper, and then practiced them countless hours in front of a mirror. He worked at saying each word just the right way, with just the right facial expressions. He also practiced pausing and pretending to struggle to find the right word, although he knew exactly what he was going to say. So even though Winston Churchill was not a naturally good speaker, he disciplined and trained himself to become a great one. You and I can never succeed in life without discipline and hard work. It takes sweat to succeed in our job and career, in school, in sports, in our marriage and family. You see, even if you're born into a rich family or with an intelligent mind and natural talents, you still have to work hard to reach your potential and truly succeed. We still need to get the best education and training we can, as well as to practice and improve our skills. Most importantly, it takes daily discipline to develop the heart and character we want to have. We have to learn to control and change our attitudes, our thinking, and our way of doing things every day. It's not natural or easy for us to quickly forgive someone who hurts us. It's not natural or easy to always be honest, no matter what we can get away with or how much it costs us. So we need help. And today, you can start by asking Jesus to take control of your heart and character. Remember, God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself, but He will not do for you what you can do. So with His power and help, plus your work and sweat, you can start making the changes you need for your success. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.